Yandaf, Pei Beis, Amid Beis. I'd like first to learn the Sugiyah of Daf Pei Gimel till we come back to the Taisus. We have five lines from the bottom. Boy Abaye, Amalo Areyat Muteres L'chol Adam. Before he gave it over, he said as follows. Areyat Muteres L'chol Adam, Chutz Miruvim B'Shimit. Because of Omar, he still didn't give it over yet. Leruven b'shimet. Ered muteres leruven b'shimet. Mahu. So the shaila is, what does that mean? Mi yamrinin mai da'osar shoy. Before he said, Ered muteres lechol adam, chutz meruven b'shimet. And then he says, Ered muteres leruven b'shimet. So, the Issa that he had created to Reuven and Shimon is now being matter. By Dilma, that is true. May the Osar Shore, or May the Shore Osar. Nice and glad, Muteres, Reuven and Shimon. That Fakir Tadam will be Muter, and then we can derive from this that to the, all the others, will be Osar. In Tim Tzaloima, May the Osar Shore, if we'll say that no, he wants to be moisif, he doesn't want to ask. If he said, I'm a tesla odom chutz, and then he says, I'm a tesla luv neshimin, he wants to be mata har to luv neshimin. But, leruven mao, what if he just said, I'm a tesla luven? Leruven buhu adin leshimin. Does luven mean that he wants to be mata har to luven, buhu adin leshimin? Hai v'hai d'koma l'ruven, mishum d'posar ba'i. He started off chutz m'ruven v'shimin, so he's saying, at m'teres l'ruven, that was the, ruven was the first of the chutz, so now I want to be mata to the chutz echa po ruven, but you can understand who adin shimin. I do me l'ruven davke, maybe ruven is ruven, so finished, that's it, not shimin. Vim timtza loima leruven davke. If you'll say, he said Reuven is Reuven. So what if he said, Ered muteres leshimin? Mau, leshimin buhu adin leruven. Maybe Shimon is different. Shimon is who adin leruven. Vahai de komar Shimon, mishum de solik minei. Vosaret. Chutz Meruven v'Shimin, then he said, Arei Muteres l'Shimin, and because, so here he has Shimin on his fingertips, because he just ended speaking about Shimin. Oy Dilme, I don't make Cheshbonis if he omitted Reuven, so that means not Reuven, I do me l'Shimin dafke. Boy Ravashi, af l'Shimin mahu. What if he said, Areya at muteres, first he said, Areya at muteres l'chol odom chutz miruven v'shimin. Then he said, Areya at muteres af l'shimin. So what is the af going on? Mahu af aruven koi, that means also shimin, so what's also? Together with ruven. The af is marbe. Aydu ma'af ha'um koi, that means before he said, Areya at muteres l'chol odom, chutz mishimin. Now I say, af l'shimin, so that means not only the chol oilom, but I mean to be matter, I want to be matter now to shimin also, but it does not mean at all to Reuven. It doesn't come to include Reuven. Teiku. Let us see Rashi on top of the omit. Mai da osar shore. Da hai le Reuven v'shimin da hoda omalo. That what he said, Reuven v'shimin, Koidem mesire, af leruven v'shimin koma, ve'einai shir, af leruven v'shimin koma. In the studies, he's not being mishai at all. Oidulme, hai leruven v'shimin dohoda koma, chazorihi, shechosa v'hofach t'noi. Now he's being choise of what he had said till now. Loima l'ruven v'shimin ani matiro levado v'teyos v'yalakil. Boi Ravashi af l'shimin mahu. Omar lo חוץ מרובין ושמן, וחוזר ואומר אף לשמן. מהו? אם תמצא לו, אם איך את החוזר ואומר לשמן, לא יאמר אף דווקא לשמן, כלומר, זה means דווקא לשמן, אבל הולכם מהי? כיוון דאומר אף, also, ודאי, התירו לשניהם, סימן שזה בימת אותו, both of them. והי אף הרובין קוי, that's also שמן, ואף אגב דוי היסקיר שמו, even though he mentioned רובין's name, but what is the אף? אף is also. ממת יוטה שמן also. So it also comes to בימר ברובין, הידורמה לשמן ולוי לרובין. והי אף הכולה עומקוי, ואף is going הכולה ים. זוקתי גמור רבייטה, תונה רבונו, לאחר פטירוסו של רבי אלעזר, נכנסו ארבעה זקנים להושיב על דבות. So four זקנים came to שלוג הם up, to be חלק על דבורו. אלו הם רבי יוסי הגלילי, ורב טרפן, ורב אלעזר בן עזריה, ורבי קיד. Nenera Tarfen. So he was the, Rab Tarfen was the first of the Chilkim and Rabbi Elazar. Rashi says, Nenera Tarfen, Heirim Koiloi, he lifted up his voice, he, Kol Aniye Haksuva Betoira Aromas Koiloi. Is Nenera Tarfen Voma, Harei Shahol Chozu, the Niseis La'ochiv Shalzer Shanes Ra'olot. If we'll say that Rabbi Lezer is right, he could make partial Gerishin. So what's going to happen if she's going to go and get married? He asked her, Re'et Mutesel Cholodom Chutz Miruvet. So he asked her on Ruvet. Fine. Now, and it's good, according to Rabbi Lezer, that's good. So now she got married to Reuben's brother. And he says, La'ochiv, to the brother, Shalzer, Shenesrolo. She was Nesar on Reuben, and she married Reuben's brother. Umeis beloi bonim, and now Reuben's brother died. Lo'i nimtze ze oiker dovo min ha-toyre. So now, because of his gerishin, so comes out he's oike mitzvah yibo. The Torah would never empower someone to be capable of being oike dova min ha-Torah. So al kochoch, there's no such thing. Olamadeto she'ein ze krisus, that there's no krisus. Let us see Rashi. Harei shahol chazu acha gerushel v'niseis la'ochiv shal oisoi ha'ish shenescha olov begerish. And she married the brother of the one shenescha olov. Oike odovo mitzvisibu shasur elish yabim loy. Shein ze krisus hamura b'teira. So this is zichana to say for krisus what the Torah is speaking about. Shloi omra teira krisus ha'ika dova min ha'teira. The Torah would zichana empower him to make such a krisus, which through this krisus will be ha'ika dova min ha'teira. That was Rab Tarfon's kasha. Nene Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now Rabbi Yosi Glili said his ha'ore, his pirche, v'omar, heichan motzinu oso loze umuta loze. Where do we have such a thing that one woman should be oso to one person, to Reuven she's an eishes ish, and to Shimon she's not an eishes ish. Oso loze umuta loze. Ha'oso, oso lakel. If she's also to everyone. Amuta, muta lakur, but we don't have over here, to him she's an ashes east, to him she's not an ashes east.
The Torah is consistent. If she's an Eishes Ish, she's also to everyone. If she's not an Eishes Ish, she's mutter to everyone. Here we have it, it's fluctuates this for him, yes, for me. We don't have such things. There's no such krisus to make to one she should be mutter and one she should be also. Nene Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ba'oma Krisus, the translation of the word Krisus, Dovo HaKeires Beinoi LeBeino, that there is no connection, no chibur, between the husband and the wife. That's a type Sefer Krisus. Olamato She'ein Ze Krisus. That means, how could you say that Areyat Muteres L'chol Odom Chutz Meruven? So what is Shat Chutz Meruven? So Lagabi Ruven, she's my wife. That means Lagabi Ruven is still my issues that I have made is still existent Lagabi Ruven. So that's a stira to krisus. Krisus means that your whole yachas and shaykhah she had with her is cut off as a type sefer krisus. What does Rashi say? Hakoyres beinoy lebeino. Breyakata gida be leoser aloise heish. She's still mu'ugid to a previous husband. That's why she's also aloise heish. The maise felt in krisus. Nene Rabbi Kiva va'oma. Harei shahol chazu. V'niseis la'echot minashuk. She went and she got married. V'hoyu lo bonim, their children. V'nis'almu lo'i nisgarsha. And then she went and she became an almona. For he gave her a get. V'omda v'niseis lo'zeh sh'nesha olot. Now she got married to the one that sh'nesha olot. We'll see later in the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Almanas. Almanas leitinasi leplaini. That's what he's speaking about. And now, so she got married to that person, Shanes Chola. Now, so it comes out, now she was over the Tanai. Leinimsa get botul ubanea mamzer. So come out, she was married. She had Toshere children. Now, because of this condition he put into the get, it's going to come out, the mafreya, that the get wasn't a get, the children will be mamzeira. So how could we assume that the Torah would empower the husband to make such a get that will pass all kosher children? The Torah doesn't do such things. Let us see what Rashi says. Leinimtze get botel amafreye, shrei oma lo amenash, shalai tenosi lepleini, uboneho mino emtsoi, mamzeirem. Shein ze krisus, so there's no such krisus, la omra teira krisus, hameivi es yisraeli dei psu. Such a get that could go and make kosher kinder mamzeirem, there's no such thing. Then he has another kash. Harei shaho yoze shenesra olach koi. Now, her husband gave her a get and said, Harei meteres l'chol odom, chutz from this koi. Fine. So now this koi, legabi this koi, he's an heishes ish. That means Lagabi this coin, she's not a grusha. He was Matara, the Gerishan was to the whole world, but not to him. To him she's an Ashish. Fine. Umeisa Megarish, and now this Megarish died. Leinimseis Olochire, how should we look at it? Leinimseis Almona Etzloi. Shouldn't we look at it that Lagabi this coin, she's an almona. She never, there was never a get red mutaras l'chalodom chutz mipleini koin, so gabi this koin, I never was a geirish. She stole my wife. So now when he died, now she became an almoneh. My name says Amona Etzloy, Grusha Etzl Kolota. Fine. But Lamaise, according to Rabbi Lezer, she's also to the Kohen. Why is she also to the Kohen? Because one of the Limudim of Rabbi Lezer was that Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikochu, Afilo Aine Grusha Elo Meisha is also Lo Yikochu. So even though there was no heter to the world, there's no heter at all to the world, but if there's Isha Grusha Meisha, if there was a Gerishin from the husband, so that's also Gerishin. That also gives her a shame Grusha less alakot. Now, over here, when he said, Areyat Matas L'chol Adam, Chutz Iplaini Koin. So to the whole world, she is a Shem Grusha, besides the husband. To the whole world, she is a Shem Grusha. To this Koin, she doesn't have a Shem Grusha. But we have a posik, Isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikochu. In Hilchis Isa Kohune, the Shem Grusha La Acherim, Asr Zana Koin, doesn't have to be a Grusha to you. If she's a grusha to someone, that already asks on you. So that's the din. So afilu, by the love of grusha, which is only a love, we do not only look at you. If she's a grusha to you, we also look if she's a grusha to others, so the grusha to others create that she should be also to you. And that is by Allah, is the kal v'chaima. So make a kal v'chaima. Ma grusha shehi kala. The Issa Grusha Lekoyim is a easy gringa Issa, it's only a lap. Asura Bishvil Tzad Geirishin Shebo. But since she's a Grusha to certain people, so it affects the Koyim also, even though to the Koyim personally, she's not a Grusha. That means we had learned tasters that he said, Harei At Muteres V'chalodam Chutz Mitleini Koyim. So, and we got to shoot to the whole world, you can marry the whole world, chutz mi pleini koyin. To the pleini koyin, she's not giget. She's still an eishes ish to the pleini koyin. Now he died, now the husband died. So the koyin, theoretically, is very happy. He's dead, and I can marry her. Before he was angry that he didn't want to be mata, or he couldn't be mata, he was also saivis abigusha. But now you see, the tzayin yirei of yasa, now the husband died and she never was a grusha to him, so now she should be mutter. Afal pikein, the pasuk says she's also. You don't look as long as she got for someone she was giget for someone she has a shem grusha. She's also to you also. Isha grusha me isha lo yikoch. So isha sish shehi chamura. So Eishasis, which is a Issa Chomo, Loikolshkein. So Rabbi Kiva is asking, and Rabbi Les, I don't understand. If he said, Arev Materos L'chol Odo, Chutz Mi Ploini, so Lagabi Ploini, she's still an Eishasis. So she has in herself some Eishasis. So if she has in herself some Eishasis, so she should be also to the other people also. Just like the shame grusha she has to the other people affects the koyin, the shame she sees that she has to him should affect the halamada tosh ain't a crisis. You can't make such a crisis. It doesn't work. Oma lehen Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, they all came together. The four b'dayli tanoim that came together to shlug up Rabbi Lezer, Ein meshiven esari l'achamis. You can't, now that Ari isn't here anymore, the line isn't here, you're slugging him up. If he'd be here, he'd give one roar and all your kashas would be for him. You can't slug him up. Omar Rabbi. So Rabbi said, kulu islu picher. These four kashas which were asked on him, three of them disappeared, so we can somehow slug up the three kashas. The Valmi the Rabbalosa ben Azai the Lesley Pirch. Rabbalosa ben Azai is Kashe, that is no Pirch. That's a good Kashe. Tanya Namihochi, Bulentin Abaraisa, Marabioise, Royani, Yisibi Rabbalosa ben Azai, Midivre Kula. Now let us see Rashi. Leinimtsa is Almona Eitzel Koyenze. Isn't she in Amona by this coin? The Legabe Laigashe. Grusha, but since she's a Grusha Eitzel Koloda, Vayidei Tzad Gerishin Shebo, because of this Gerishin, which was done with her, Osra Kosov Olo, Kedemrin Lael Grusha Meisha Levadoi Asuna Lekone, that she was Gorush, from her husband, that alone gives her a shame, Grusha Lesser Lekul, even though this Gerishin didn't affect me in any way. It wasn't a matter to me. Kal v'chaymer, b'rei dvorim kal v'chaymer, sh'ata lo meit heimeno, sh'lifnei misis ha-megarish, so before the megarish died, they asur lekul, midnei tzad isha shebo. So if he was... He answered her to one person, so Gabi, one person, she still has a shame, Ashes Ish. So that should affect all the other people. Uma Isa Grusha Shehukal. The Isa Grusha Shehukal, the lesser Elo Belav Baum, it's only a lot. Motzinu Shehsur Al Koyin Ze Shiyamonetzloi, but from that swing she's also. And the Koyin, even though for him personally she's an Amona, Ella midnei tzad geirishin shebo. No, but since she has in herself a tzad geirishin, for others she's a grusha, so she has already a shame grusha, that asas her la Koyin. Is eishes ish shehi chamura einidin. So if she has a tzad eishes ish in her, she's still an eishes ish. Legabe, this chutz mi pleini, and he didn't shet yotzel eishel mi, she tirei yotzloi, mibnei tzad ishes shabo, there's still ishes. So that should, so if the Torah said by an isa kal, we reckon with the tzad grusha, so about the gewiss by an isa chomo, we should reckon with the tzad eishes ish. Ein meshivin, so Rabbi Yeshua told them all, ein meshivin esari alach hamise, im ho yakayim, if he'd be alive, shema yavza lechem tshuva, maybe tell you a teretz, you can't slug him up. Hislo pircha, kinem afosh, v'ozo lekamei, boso siyata de brais. The Gemara's going to explain what Rav holds, that there's akasha and all these tanoim besides Rabbi Lost. Now the Gemara is going to chaza over all their kashas and the pircha which we have on their kashas. Zot the Gemara. Omar ma. Now we're going to go back. Nene Rabtarfen. Rabtarfen was the first one to shlug up Rabbi Lazar. Omar. So yes, the kasha as follows. Arei shahol chazu v'niseis la'ochiv shalzer shenesra olof. Let me ask you a kash. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says a person gave a get, a red metelsel for other chutz milu. So my male, to Reuven, she's still an Eishes Ish. Fine. Now, she got married to Reuven's brother, which is legal, no problem. She got married to Reuven's brother. Umeis beloy bonim. And now, Reuven's brother died without children. Now, so without this get, which a previous husband had made. He made this fluky get that to Reuven, she's still an Eishes Ish. There wouldn't been this fluky get, so the din would be that Reuven's brother died, she falls for Yibo. Now, because he made such a get, So now she wants to fall a Yidin. She can't fall a Yidin because to Reuven she's an Eishes Ish. She can't fall a Yidin. So this get was oiker adova min ha-teire, was oiker mitzvah sibur. Sicher not nestava that the Teire empowered someone with such a koich that he became oiker adova min ha-teire. That means he's such a baal abos, he can be oiker mitzvah sibur. That was Rav Tarfon's kash. Can't be. The Teire would not empower a person with such koiches that with these koiches will be oiker adova min ha-teire. That was the kash of Rav Tarfon. Umeis v'loi bonim loi nimsa ze oike dova min ha-teure by making this get of so he's oike dova min ha-teure. So the Gemara says, well, let's first be medayik yoloshin. You're saying a very sharp yoloshin. Oike, ihu oka, he's oike dova min ha-teure. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ihu oka, kloima, Bechi hu oikrei mamish, he is oiker mitzvah sibu. Hareineka, when you're condemning the husband, he was oiker dover min ha-teire, he was a psoiker something. Hareineka, bechi hu oikrei mamish, hareineka me'elo begomosoi shelze. That means, this whole scenario that you made now, So since he was not Mata her to Reuven, and she got married to Reuven's brother, and Reuven's brother died without children, so now there won't be a mitzvah sibum. So it's called, I was Eike mitzvah sibum. Through my get, I'll come out, there won't be a mitzvah sibum, but don't call me, I'm Eike dover min ha-teire. Eike mashma ha-ise isa bi-yadayim, someone is Eike dover min ha-teire. The Yibumim Halolo Einam Mutalim Olov. Now Rashi seems to say Psanuvot that in him it's not Mutal Mitzvah Yibum. Liyabmo Sheyehu Oikron. That means if the mitzvah will be on him, so I was Oikah the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Bechlal not on me. The mitzvah is on him. He's never he can't be Miyabmo. She's an Eishes Ishtim. But he can't call me an Oikah. Simon says, okay. Not like Ella Masne Laka Dova Minatoira. But he's making a Tanai Laka Dova Minatoira. So Moses says, oh, so you're saying much too sharp against him. Masne? Mikomelo Le Sagile Dola Minsvele Laachve Dahu Gavre? He told her, you have to marry his brother? I mean, what are you condemning this person? I made a Tanai, I was Masne that you should you should marry the brother and then there'll be a mitzvah. I didn't say a word. So many people could have married. You married God, who told you to marry his brother. No, that's the kash. The kash is, it's between you and me, it's coming out that because of this get that he had made, there could have been a mitzvah of Yibum. There was a reason there should be a mitzvah of Yibum, and because of him, he was Goyrim, he brought about, there won't be a mitzvah of Yibum. And that was Rav Tarfon's kasha. The Torah would never permit, never give someone such a power that through him will be nekar adova min ha-teire. Frech the Gemara, that was Rav Tarfon's proof that Rav Lezer has to be wrong. Elo mi'ato bas ochiv lo yiso. So it goes, oi, aleshu akasha. That means you see there's a gewalt de kavlo over here. He was goyrem laka doba min ha-teira. Elo mi'ato bas ochiv lo yiso. One should not be permitted to marry his brother's daughter. Shema yomus v'loi bonim v'nim se goyrem laka doba min ha-teira. You're saying it because they're interesting to Zachem. That's a gewaltige Adler that being goyrim lakal dover min ha-teire. So memela, one should not be permitted to marry his brother's daughter because if he dies without children, and then there won't be a din mitzvah sibum, so I was goyrim lakal dover min ha-teire mitzvah sibum. So according to you, Rav Tarfon, so it should come out like that. If you see an avla in this, so there should be avla in marrying a daughter. So the Moses Haina Picha, oh, that's the kasha tak in Rav Tafa. We said it all in this kasha. That's the kasha. That's not the, that's the kasha. We'll see sooner, Rabbi Kevegel. This Gemara is very schwer, but let's go a little further. Ubamai. Now the Gemara is going to explain. We heard in the beginning of the Perek, we had a machlekes, the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, how to understand Rabbi Eliezer. Is Rabbi Eliezer speaking about chutz? Is Rabbi Eliezer speaking about almanas? Now, these Tannoim who are slugging up Rabbi Eliezer, we have to first know how they understood Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer. So let's first figure out how he understood Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer, and he's asking a kasha. Ilayma b'chutz. If he understood Rabbi Eliezer is speaking about chutz. So let's go over the kasha. So Rabbi Tafan is asking a kasha, and Rabbi Eliezer as follows. That means, you gave a get, harayad meters l'chodam chutz miruv. That was a get. So, to Reuven, she's still a nation's ish. Then she got married to Reuven's brother. Now Reuven's brother died. Now she can't follow Yimum, because to Reuven she's a nation's ish. So he's Geirim Laka. This whole get was Geirim Laka Dova Minatoyr. He says, I got news for you. She's Mutter to Shimon. She's Mutter to Reuven. The minute she married Reuven's brother, she becomes automatically Mutter to Reuven. How does that work? Mishri Shori Rabbi Eliezer. In such a case, she's Taka Mutter. So your whole kasha falls down the drain. This Tanya, Moide Rabbi Eliezer. This Rabbi Eliezer that told us is Geirish and Chutz. Ve-megarish es ishta. Ve-om al-aret moteres l'chol odom, chutz mi-ploini. Ve-holcho ve-niseis la-echod min-eshut. And she got married to someone else. Ve-nis-arm lo-oynis garsho, she-moteres lo-zeh she-nesra olom. Amoyre dike-kedish. That if she got married to someone else before she went to Reuven, so now she gets, so now that someone, she's married to someone else, and someone else gives her a get, or he dies, she's mutter to Reuven. Now how does this work? Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, Vasochiv lo yiso, shlo yuchol ha'ov liyabin es bita, haynu pirche, so Moshe says, oh, that's the kasha that Rava said, amarava lakula yislo pirche, this is the pirche, we can ask a Rav Tarfon, that means if this is called an avla, teirem laka dobe min ha-teire, is hu adin by, if you're marrying a bas ochi. Ubamai muki Rav Tarfon plukte de Rabbeleze ve Rabbona. I bechutz mishre shori lo Rabbeleze, lisiya bimoi, me acher shen niseis la acher, venitko may issues horishain legamri. That means, so Rashi is saying, a moiradik is ach over here. That means, let us understand, 1 minute, when a person says, areyat muteres lechol odom chutz miplaini. So that means, legabi kol odom, I don't have any issues in you. Areyat muteres lechol odom. Legabi ploini, I still have issues. Fine. I still have issues. The Gabi Plain, she's an Ashes Ish. That means, oh, be Baila, you'll give him, he's Chayv Chorus, he's Chayv Mrs. Bez. She's an Ashes Ish. Fine. So I have, in this Isha, I have some issues. Lagabi, you, not Lagabi others. But Vinisht V, this is a Shvache Ishus. That means, to the whole world, she's not my wife. To you, she's my wife. Fine. Now, she got married to Beryl. Fine. To Beryl, she's mutter to get married to Beryl. Now, the minute she becomes Beryl's wife,
So the issues that the first husband possessed, Legabi Reuven, that issues fizzles out. That means it becomes minutic, this issues. This issues is can only exist cause man known as a real issues in her. So at the present time, to the world, she's not an Eishus Ish. To Reuven, she's an Eishus Ish. So there's still a issues in existence. But this issues, this issues only exists cause man, she's not married to anyone. So we reckon with this issues. But the minute she got married to someone else, we don't say, who's her husband? Well, she's a little bit Beryl's husband, a little bit, no, it doesn't work like that. If she became Beryl's wife, because she's Mutter, so when she became Beryl's wife, so the small issues which was existent, Eitzel, the previous husband, tears off and becomes non-existent. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, so Memele, if Reuven, he said, and then she married Reuven's brother, and then Reuven's brother died, Reuven could very easily be Miyabba. Because the minute that she married Reuven's brother, so the issues which her previous husband had, and that issues was asking her on Reuven, the minute Reuven's brother married her, that issues became minutic. It got torn away. That's what Rashi says. Shari lo Rabbi Lezer lishabm loy, ma'acha shenises la'acha, v'nitko, so she became minutic, torn away, me'ishus horishen legamri. So memela in such a case, so there's no, you're complaining. That is Ikadova Minatil. There's no Ikadova Minatil at Miyabma. What's your problem? What are you screaming at on Rabbi Lezer? She's Mutter to be Mishab by Chutz. So the Gemara says, Elo ba'almanas. Oh, that Rav Talfin learned it speaking about almanas. Almanas is a new parsha. Almanas means when he gave her the get, she's mutter to everybody. To Reuven also she's mutter. She's mutter to everybody. Hey, Mithas Lahor. In the condition, almanas, you should not marry Reuven. If you marry Reuven, it's going to come out that you never what you get from me, and then that was his get. So Memele, so Napshad is I have now I don't have any issues whatsoever. I yimutzed everybody. But if you marry Reuven, then the get becomes bottle of mafreya. So Memele, so we'll see Klor and Rabbi Kebega, so it's a Mirdike case over here. So in reality, So, she married Reuven's brother, right? Reuven's brother. And then, Reuven's brother dies. So we'll ask Shaila, was there a din of Yibum? Why not? She was a din of Yibum. That means, she's Giget. Fine, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Now we'll ask a second question. Should we perform the mitzvah of Yibum? That's for Sholem, don't you dare. Because if you're going to make the mitzvah Yibum, so comes out she's Ivan the Tanai. So Ivan the Tanai will come out, so she's an Eishas Ish, she never was Giget. So Mamela, so we have here a very interesting scenario. There's a mitzvah of Yibum, but him, because of his Tanai, there's a mitzvah, but you won't be able to make the mitzvah. That was Rav Talfin. You give a person such a koya, ligraim laka dova min ha-toyre, you give him, how can you do such a thing? You give him such powers. The Torah would never permit such a thing. So, Mela, that was Rav Talfin's kasha.
Let us see what Rashi says. Ela ba'almanas mukilo. Rav Tarfon understood it's being ba'almanas. The kiven that nohu v'lo yiskayim nimtze get botol ma'afreya v'kayim be'yisrael yishusi. So that is that as it comes out, it's only a t'nai, so by, if it should be Yevam, the t'nai, so it'll come out, she's an Eishusish. And let us see this Rabbi Kevege, the second Rabbi Kevege. Hello, me'yata bas ochiv, haynu pilche. He says, the Gemara is takasha, you're up top, and you're making an Eisik over here, Goyim laka dovam in a teir. I have a question. You, how can someone marry his brother's daughter? It's also goyim laka dovam in a teir. Moshe says, oh, that's a good kasha. That's taka the kasha in Rav Tarfon. Zot Rabbi Kevege. And the first four words of Rabbi Kevege is also worthwhile delving in. Lo zachisi lahavim. That means Rabbi Kevege says, he doesn't understand the Gemara. That's all. There's a chisi alovin. That means the Gemara, the Gemara is asking a kasha, but I was not zeichet to understand the Gemara. So what is he? He wasn't zeichet to understand the Gemara. The enemy adayim. Why don't I understand the Gemara? Because I don't understand the comparison. The hosom. If a person married his brother's daughter, fine, he married his brother's daughter. When he dies, says no mitzvah of yibum and an elder. There's no mitzvah. So napshad is in the field of the yibum, and there's not a daughter doesn't follow yibum. The hosam loy nefelis lefon of the yibum. She doesn't follow yibum. That's called there's no mitzvah of yibum. By an elbe, there's no mitzvah of yibum. So I wasn't oike dover min atayre. If there's no mitzvah by an elbe, that's called an akira. Masha'in came b'tnai, but in the case of Rav Tarfon's kash, that's speaking about tnai, the neifeles lefon of libum. So fakel, here's a moiradike case. Here she's falling liyibum. She's falling liyibum. There's a mace and there's a yavam. LDF shaloi liyabe, but he can't be miyabim. The oz ye yoker atnai be his battle aget. Because if he'll be miyabim, so come out and it never was again. But she kais the kosot I slowed me a time in a peteris the rost, we didn't want the taisis yet. I don't know the chesisha, the kata have a elvat shati boil. Ubozek, even this kukoloi. So over here, by a tanai, really, she's zokuk to him. She's not an eshesish to him. Va'afa pikein eine yoche liyabe machmas tanai. So don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara, a comparison. A person marries his brother's daughter. So I wasn't oikim mitzvah yibum. By an elder, I marry an elder. There's no mitzvah yibum. There's no mitzvah yibum on an elder. So I was oikim mitzvah yibum. He is called an akir mitzvah yibum. Theoretically, she's zokuk liyibum. No reason why not. She's giget to the yavam, so memela. That's Rabbi Kibbeger's kasha, but firstly, yin godu. Yeah. Now let us go further. Nene Rabbi Yosi Aglidi. Now here we have a merely kigemara. For Omar, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, Heicham Motzinu, Oso Lazer, Amuta Lazer. Rabbi Yosef Glili said, this is a very modern concept, that to him, she's also Atzei Shusish, to him, she's Muta Atzei Shusish. This is very, very modern, and we don't have such concepts in the Torah. Ha Oso, Oso Lakel,
Mamuta, muta lakelach. I mean, what, is she an Ashes Ish? She's not an Ashes Ish. You have to him? Yes, to him not. We don't have such concepts in the Torah. Like the Gemara, the Loi, the Reitrume Vekotchim, Shasur Lazem Muteris Lazem. I mean, Reitrume Vekotchim, it's a, for Koin it's Muter, for Yisrael it's also. I mean, the same thing. It's also Lazem, Muter Lazem. What's your... So the Gemara says, Be'isar Isha Kamri. Yeah, Bekotchim, we have such things. But Be'isar, by the Isar Isha, that we don't find. Frag the Gemara, Verei Arayis. What are you talking about, Be'isha, you don't find? Arayis is a parish of Arayis. My sister's also to me, and she's mutter to Bevel. So it's also to, she also, she mutter. To me, she's also, and to Bevel, she's mutter. So the Gemara says, yeah, so my male is asking a good kasha. Frag the Gemara, harayesh is ish. So Moshe says, what's your kasha, Rabbi Yisrael Glili? By esh is ish, we have this concept. She's mutter to her husband, and she's also to everyone else. Oh, I know pirch, oh, that's the kasha, takam Rabbi Yisrael Glili. That, what are you saying? By Ishus, we don't find. Should be also Lazem, Mutter Lazem. Every Ishus Ishus, she's also to the world. And she's Mutter to her husband. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Trume Vekotchim, Asurim L'Israel, Mutorim L'Kahanim. Arayis, Bitoi, Vachoisoi. Beishus kamrinim, nescha yedei kedushin, that she should be also zem mutalaza. Eishis ish, muteres labaila, basura lacholodo. Hainu pircha de kamarovla, oh, that's taka de kasha. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you say there's no such concept of also laza, mutalaza. There is such a concept. Every eishis ish. She's also to someone else, and she's mutter to her husband. So Rabbi Chonon, in Kovitz, we have to realize it's a very shvera gemore. So Rabbi Chonon says, but I will try to explain it a little. Mikan nire raya. So, Pashat, we understand, what is the Isser Eishas Ish? The Isser Eishas Ish is Eishas Chayayu. But she's Yenim's wife. She's yet understand. Normally understand the Isra Eishas Ish is Eishas Reyeyu. She's Yenim's wife. So a person's not allowed to take Yenim's wife. So Memele, so what's the Chiddush? To the husband she's Mutter, and to someone else she's also. So that's called Asura Lazemetat to the husband, she's his wife. There's no Sibesa Issa. And to someone else, she's also because she's Yanim's wife. She's Aishas Chayeyu. Zitabuchonon, let me ask you a kasha. I'll tell you, the Issa Gezel is a very gringa Issa. It's Hutam Mikloloi. The third was Mata Gezel. Why? Reuven cannot take Shimon's money. If he takes it, he's a gazel, he's a Yisra. And Shimon can take Shimon's money. Oh! So you see, the Yisra gazel is a shvacha Yisra. Because Shimon can take his money, and Shimon can take Shimon's money, and Reuven can't take Shimon's money. That doesn't make sense. Because Napshad is Shimon can take his money because for Shimon it's Hutter Yisra gazel. By Shimon there's no gazel. By my own money, there's not, the whole Isser is, you take my money. That's Gezel. I take my money, there's no Gezel. So, Memele, Frekta, Bochanan, so, Lechere. So, what are you telling me? I found something, you tell me, how's it shacht? For him, she says, also, for him, she's Mutter. She says, no, I'll show you another case. And as you see, she's Mutter to her husband, and also to the world. Yeah. Versteht sich, to the world she's also, because she's Yenim's wife. To me, she's Mutter, because she's my wife.
Mikan nire raye, zogt Rabbi Elchanan. So from our Gemara we see an eye-opener. She iser eishes ish, hu ki iser shara rayes. This, just like this, there's an iser elve. There's a chosoi, there's an iser eishes ish. V'lav mishum gezel kinyone shal chaveiroi. As I said, from the Gemara. So, let's just say the words. How much we'll understand from the words is nachazach. But al-koponim, Rabbi Elchanan is saying as follows. Rabbi Elchanan is saying, there is an elva of an eishes ish. This kinyonim, that's also isha niknis. But let's perhaps be megashim a little bit. The osala kulal mekhegdish. You made, she becomes a hegdish. No, if she's hegdish, so if she's hegdish to him, she's hegdish to me, he made a hegdish. She's hegdish. Rabbi Elchanan says, there's an elva of an eishes ish. There's an eishes ish is also. And if she's an eishes ish, she should be also to the husband also. There's an elva of eishes ish. Forget about the kinyan. The chorus is for the shem elva. The is because of the shem elva, not because of the chayshem mishpat, the kinyonim. And she's an eishes ish to me also. No, the Torah was matah to me. I'd like to say over a shita mekabetzes and mesechtes ksubis, which seems to say the same thing. We say in Birchas Eirisin, we say, Ashikishadu b'mitzvaysov, v'tzivonu al haroyis, v'osalonu es harusais, v'hitalonu es anesuyis lonai dechupa v'kiddush. Now, Poshe Pshat is not the way the Shita says, but I just want to mention a Shita. Osalonu es harusis. So the Shita says, V'kivin the boy Mesira Lechupe, you need Mesira Lechupe. Shma mino de loy konye lei legamri. Before Mesira Lechupe, she's not konye loy. Have lei ke arusas ache legabei. So to the others alone, since he did not make chupe, so she's not konyi lei legamre have like your arusis ache legabei vaasira lei kedin eishes ish. As I state in Shita Mekabetzes, amoyre de kezach. And the flow of the words are amoyre de kezach. As it's Yvonne al arroyis, the Rebbe Shom told us that there's a is arroyis. But also lono is arusis. And Arus is also an Elve. Arus is an Elve. And Arus is an Elve Veshishish. That's for the Aroyas. And then the Elve Veshishish is also. Vehita Lono as an Asuyis Lono. And the Torah was matter. If, when it's Koni Lay Legamri, when you get, when it becomes Koni Lay Legamri, then, the Torah was matter to you. Let me say, perhaps a modern Ryan that, v'dovak be'ishtoi v'hoyu le'bosar echot. That means, so, if there are bosar echot, and could be after the Nesu'in, they have such a concept of bosar, if they're one, so, shat, we're one, v'hoyu le'bosar echot. So, Memele, so then, it's not called, I'm being boiled and anxious each. We're one. We become one. But Kozman, we're not one. By Erison, we're not one. It's she's an anxious each and I have a Kenyan in her, but we're not one. There's no Nisuin yet. Kozman, the Leukonyan, as she drummer of the Gazardo. Cause man the loikonye lay legamre have a lake arusas acha legabe basira lake din eishesish. I once saw a michta from the Rogachova. I don't have the safe now, but he also mentions the same thing, that there's shaykh for a husband also in isereishesish. He mentions Khabib in Zanah Gemara.
Zamoyadike Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that there's an Elva of Eishes Ish, and the Torah was Mata, this Elva to her husband. There's an Elva of Eishes Ish. And this is Arayis. This is Yisum, this Arayis. And she has a shame Elva. No, to the husband, the Torah was Mata. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so what's the rash? You're screaming on Rabbi Lezer. We have to be consistent. My rash! Every Yeshishish is like that. She's also to the world and she's mutter to the husband. So here we have the Nahapachu. That here he said, and also to those. So Memele, she became mutter to the world, and also to this person. So Memele, so it's no kasha. Yeah. Nene, no, yeah. So the Gemara says, Ubamai, now the Gemara wants to figure out how did Rabbi Yossi clearly understand Pshat and Rabbi Lezer? Is Rabbi Lezer speaking about Chutz, or is he speaking about Almanas? Ilayme ba'almanas, if he understood. That Rabbi Lezer speaking Almanash leitinosi leploini rehut laetz lebiznus. So afilu to that person she's muta biznus. Hello, b'chut. So memelus what the kash eichem etzinu she'osa lezeh muta lezeh muta she muta to everyone. She's not a muta to everyone. Afilu to this person she's also muta biznus. That's even the suin Almanash. Ella b'chutz, now he learned b'chutz. So b'chutz, she's also to this plainy. So this is Heichem Matzino. Nene Rabbi Kiva bo'oma. Rabbi Kiva said, Hiskash, Arei sha'ol chazu v'niseis la'echod min ha'shuk. V'hoye lo bone. Rabbi Kiva said, if he can do such a thing, so let's figure out what's going to occur. She got married to someone. She became an almona, or he gave her a get. But now she married the one she was not permitted to marry. So look what kind of a kilkul will come out through this type of a get. I'm gonna make nebuch eloch a kids mamzerim. How could this be done? So the Gemara says, Yehochi, bekulit my dama, was chapis to mit Rabbi Lezer, please, all to know him. Nami loitintzev, dilme le mekaima leile to know him, venim to get bottle, but ne amam zeire. So, are you asking Akash and all to know him? I mean, you're saying this is terrible. By giving him a power to make such a t'nai, look what's gonna happen, Nebuchadnezzar. Innocent children make them amzeira. Smela, Rabbi Lezer's wrong. Fine. But by taking care of Rabbi Lezer, by saying he's wrong, you didn't solve the problem. All to know him, you'll have the same problem. Whatever there was at Tanai, and she'll get married, and she'll be over the Tanai, is boom. So Mamela will come out, the kids will be amzeira. So the Gemara says, that's the kasha and Rabbi Kiva. Then the Mose says, fine. Ubemai, now, how did Rabbi Kiva learn pshat in Rabbi Lezer? If he learned Rabbi Lezer's talking about chutz, so what's the whole problem? The minute she got married to someone else, so the whole issues fell off. Now she can gizunta hate after
this person gives her a get, she can go and marry lechatchila this chutz to a person, because the issues of the first husband became a nutik. Yilei bechutz mishre shori rabbelasa desanya moidoi rabbelasa negarish esish tebom leid meteres lechadam chutz miplayni. So Rabbi Kiva learned pshat that we're speaking about almenas, and by almenas is so there it can come out such a joke. הרי עוד לצלי בזנוס וקטרשי דלמנה שלי תנוסי ודקום עלו הקרינה בו מטרס לקרו זאת רבי יסי גלי לסקש אלא בחוץ מוקי רבי יסי גלי לפוץ דה בלעזו כך פוח לי או שאוסרו עולו לגמרי זה איזה נקש the one that's also she's also לגמרי לגבי לא יקרשף לגבי אם שנה וזגיגר. So where do we have such a concept? Asura is Asura Lakel, or Materas is Materas Lakel.